Okay, now we can start. So first say what chapter you're doing.
And the title of it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. There's no one in the bathroom, but let's murder him anyway. Chapter 5.
Nice. Okay.
You gotta be fucking kidding me, Margaret said, but Charlie was way ahead of her. If Dad finds it, it's too late. We're dead meat. He's in the fucking garage. It'll only take a second, Charlie said, hopping on the first outgoing escalator to the bathroom. I'll be gone, but not forgotten. No, Margaret's spine tensed like a movable cartilage in the center of her back. She heard the bathroom door jimmied open and then looked out at the garage. He's getting out of the car. But I've almost got it. Almost. And? Do you know which of these bastards stole it? Charlie asked. How the fuck am I supposed to know? Margaret replied. But I do know that if Dad catches you fucking with his plants, he'll... Margaret stopped. I hear the front door. What's happening? Charlie asked. Hurry, Margaret ran back to yell. And look quickly. It's Mr. Harker, Mina's dad. He's talking to Daddy about some bullcrap. Hurry, Charlie, she thought as she moved to guard the front door. She could hear the hum of the escalator. Then she could hear the endless prattle of Mr. Harker. Hurry, Margaret ESP'd to Charlie's brain. I know he doesn't like talking to Mr. Harker. Soon as Harker pauses, Dad'll be here. At that moment, Margaret could hear Mr. Harker babbling. Probably asking Dad for some favor or other, she thought to herself, but not to Charlie. Mr. Harker was not a professional, while Dr. Berger was, well, a doctor. Harker was always telling Margaret's dad that they should trade jobs for a day, and Dr. Berger could install ceiling tile, and Mr. Harker could do whatever it was that Dr. Berger did. Her father was nodding, and his eyes were glossing over. Hurry, Charlie, Margaret ESP'd. Shut up already. Where are you? Charlie replied in Margaret's brain. Without looking his neighbor in the eye, Dr. Berger shook Harker's hand. Then he couldn't get his hand back and appeared agitated by this. Charlie, hurry, Margaret ESP'd as she rocked her body quietly. For fuck's sake, Charlie, get the... Hurry! I don't think I'll have time to find my shirt and catch the 510 escalator out of here. Charlie's thoughts rocked around Margaret's brain. I don't have the time. Their father was almost in the house. Margaret saw him through the window, and he saluted her. She saluted back, turned, bit her hand, and looked out at the closed bathroom door. Charlie, where are you? She said in a sing-song, faux, carefree voice. There was no obvious response. She couldn't hear any sound coming from the bathroom. Absolutely nothing. Dr. Berger, meanwhile, stopped, and in a rare moment of clarity, actually smelled the roses. Oh, Charlie, Margaret called out. No response. Charlie, hurry up. Silence. Their father was now bent over, examining the rosebed soil. With a creeping terror poised to overwhelm her, Margaret couldn't stand it any longer. She was certain that some strange fate had befallen her brother.
All right. Thanks, kid. That was, like, better than both of ours.
So much better.